Well, welcome back to another thrilling week of Cambridge Inside Out.
Yeah, it was thrilling. Anyway, really thrilling? We don't know if this is thrilling yet, but the week so far. Judy Nathans.
Robert Winters.
Yeah.
Actually, I put it down because we actually had a couple of warm days.
Yesterday. And today was kind of warm. Yesterday, though, I went for a run. It was 60.
I ran into a friend in front of my house this morning. I said that, you know, only in Cambridge when it's a really nice day, you know, people will, rather than go, man, it's a really nice day, they instead go, do you realize what a horror this is? It's February. What? It's supposed to be freezing.
Oh,
it's global warming.
Who said that to you? You're just making that up.
Oh, goodness. That's the key. We're supposed to not.
We've always had these odd days throughout history.
That's true. No,
we are not saying there is a climate emergency, because there is.
There is a climate emergency, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy a good day.
Don't waste water, whatever. drink it. Don't waste it.
All right, so today is February 25th, 2020.
Another debate tonight.
Oh, no.
Yes, Democratic debate. I think it starts at 8, someone said, because it's in South Carolina.
Another debate, really?
And someone said it's Tom Steyer and Bloomberg, which two billionaires. But anyway. That's tonight. If you're watching now, you'll see it. If not, you can catch it online.
Yeah.
So that's that. And then there was a city council meeting last night.
That's right.
So which I caught in many different ways because I had to go out and then. But yeah, anyway.
There was a day I used to just go to city council meetings and just sort of stay from start to finish.
Just go home. Online.
Honestly,
well, no, you watch it online.
Well, there were times when there was one particular mayor who was being a particular jerk to me who I just said forget it. And there was like a couple of years where if I went at all, I would tune in, say what's happening, and then boogie and head home.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm kind of more that way these days.
It's much easier to watch at home and do other stuff or just have it on. You know?
To me, the primary reason for going to the city council meetings periodically, the only reason still, because I just don't.
Because you don't testify necessarily. Sometimes you do.
No, rarely, rarely.
So what's the reason to go when it's so available?
There are a few friends of mine who.
Oh,
will
you like
go
to schmooze. You barely pay attention to the meeting.
I go there for the schmooze.
You go for the schmooze. Yeah, but so far, not good schmoozing.
No, you listen, if Patrick Barrett is up there, to me that's like serious good schmooze.
Right, right.
There's some of the people who work for the city and the city
that's
administration,
true.
Whether it's from the city manager, people in the finance department, the city department heads.
Well, they're all waiting to sit on the panel, so they're outside or something.
So if there's somebody from some issue having to do with the water department or public works department, they come by and they got to go in there and go, hey, Robert, how you doing? And we have a little chat.
So you just like to make sure they remember who you are.
They know who I am, but the thing is that we're just catching up.
Put your pulse on
it's
the
an opportunity.
City.
Yeah. You know, I kind of say, and I'm only being half facetious when I say it, but, it's sort of like back in colonial days, you were required to go to, like, church meetings. They even created, they were kind of make-believe religions even because you had to go to meeting on Sunday, right?
And they got pancakes or some Sunday supper with it.
Right, but the point is that there is a kind of a community aspect of going to church.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a religious person,
so in some respects, civics. You have a civic church.
That's my, the Church
the
of
Cambridge
Civics.
Cambridge
Civic
Church.
Yeah, in a way. So that's my go-to meeting. Sunday go-to meeting, it's Monday go-to meeting, But I actually find it kind of disquieting a lot of the times these days.
Yes.
I've never been a fan of ideology, and when you start having city councilors dominating who are not practicalists but ideologues, it's kind of boring to me.
You know, now you say that, there's I think instead of religion, people have gravitated towards politics and divisiveness that way. That's interesting what you just said. It's sort of like a zealotness about that versus maybe what they used to be in religion, and some people do.
Right.
I don't know. It's all speechifying.
My city councilors to be more like, basically custodians of the city.
Represent everybody in the city and not just your own.
Your job is to be your own personal interest.
Well, right, but
let
they're
that influence you.
No, but they're elected based on their particular interests. Let's put it that way. They get those 1,600, 2,000 votes which isn't a whole lot when you think about it.
Yes and no. I would argue that if everything was really working the way it should with proportional representation, then the elected bodies should be proportionally representative of the people, the electorate.
Well, but look who gets more number one votes, and then if you look at who, you know, where that constituency, if you get, I don't know, you're right, but
I think the top vote getters usually are not the
divisive
super
ones.
Ideological
well
ones.
I could say that, I mean,
they're the human
last,
beings
yeah
no,
that's
I think
true.
They're the ones who connect
yeah.
on a more human level,
right, and sort of see both
yeah.
sides yeah.
right, but the thing
mm-hmm.
is, you know, we have a kind of a growing chorus of ideological
yeah.
type candidates.
Well, I hope
and,
that's going to stop. It's getting really...
You know, I kind of wish we could get that way, but, you know, I don't know that too many voters in this city actually pay attention, so if you don't pay too much attention, and then when elections come around, and mm. somebody puts a lot of rosy stuff that makes them sound...
Right, because you don't need a whole... I mean, that's true. I mean, our... It's,
centrists
it's,
and moderates
yeah.
don't sell, but, you know, if you
Gee,
sort
it's
of...
it's funny you should say that. given
know.
Our... Given our... Probably have our... I don't even want to go there because I'll make some people angry. But anyway.
Right.
And I'm.
Yeah. So
it.
Anyway, so.
All right. So let's get back to the meeting. So there was.
So I didn't go to the meeting.
Oh, the little
last
kids.
Night.
You didn't see the little kids.
Oh, I actually saw
them
on TV.
They made it worthwhile.
See,
I smiled.
Boy, are you right on about
yeah.
that. I got to
yeah.
tell you, the
yeah.
times when I actually really feel like Cambridge is a real place, a
yeah.
real community, is when I see a bunch of kids coming up saying.
Well, there
we
were
want
boys, but that's okay. I don't think
I
girls
know,
play.
I
know. That's all right. I accept that. But they were the cutest little
but
diverse bunch of kids.
Moms and dads and their kids wanted
and
to play baseball.
Brother, yeah.
And I said, boy, Cambridge is not
I want,
like...
I like lights is one of them. Because, you know, they're not used to public speaking.
No,
I mean,
it was like a little
I
taste
like
of what I think people who were
yeah.
born and raised here kind of want to think that Cambridge
and,
is. It's like
yeah.
real people,
yep.
you know, with children and families and whatever.
Right, and I didn't know that much about the West
Republic
Division and not... they're the only field that isn't lit, so I don't know. So Glacken Field, is that in the Alewife Reservation?
No, that Glacken is the one that's borders on Fresh Pond Reservation.
Oh, Fresh Pond Reservation.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know where it's by Neville...
the other side.
The other side.
The Huron Ave side.
Oh, okay, near the golf course?
Yeah, actually pretty close to the golf course.
So, not that far. Far, but whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well,
they,
yeah. Get lights.
Yeah. So I thought. See, you know, city council
yeah.
meetings were like,
yeah.
you know, kids coming up advocating for baseball. Boy, I'd be there every week.
Oh,
you know,
stop.
I think that would be like fun. I'd love to. I'd chat up the parents and, you know, talk
yeah.
to the kids.
No, it was fun. It's
baseball.
Really nice to see how a vital
on,
part of the city
I,
it is. You played baseball.
I played on a Boston Junior Park League hardball team.
Oh, when you were older.
In the 1980s.
You
yeah.
can still, well, you could
yeah.
do it probably now.
I was living out my childhood fantasy. I never played on the
there
league
are
when
adult,
I was a kid.
There are adult leagues. Probably they stop around 40.
I used to play softball every week. You know, I still have my softball glove.
Did you hear Carlone talking about his softball?
He played fast pitch softball.
Yeah, whatever
right.
that is. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I love playing baseball and I love playing softball.
Wow.
And, you know, If I
you
did
have
it,
to run, you
if
know.
I did it today, I'd probably drop dead
yeah,
out
right.
of the first base. Like,
right.
none.
You have to run.
That's it. You know.
You could be the designated
well, you know,
hitter.
That's the funny thing about baseball is if you don't play it regularly,
yeah.
is that, you know, when you just suddenly go from like zero to six and you're
oh,
like
yeah.
running at full tilt,
no, you can't
the adrenaline goes.
Yeah.
It really goes. Why is my heart racing
yeah,
so
right,
fast?
Yeah.
And I actually was
right.
noticing when I was
yeah.
like, when I used to do a play at Wells of College, that we used
uh-huh.
to play softball out there. I'd be on the bus heading home or driving home,
and
I'm
your
going.
Heart,
it's an hour later. I'm going. Why is my heart still down?
Oh, that's not good.
95.
You need more cardio exercise.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, that is.
So that was fun, and I guess that got passed very easily, right?
Well, the thing is all it really was an order making a suggestion.
Right. They have to come up with
the
money. I don't know what it costs, but it makes sense that it should be lit.
I don't think it's really a money issue so much
yeah.
as it's sort of a saying.
Well, it has to be creative.
When they're already reconditioning the field, that like now's the time to do it, so you make sure you do it now.
With the reconditioning Glacken Field?
They're doing something because of, I think...
Oh, separate
issue. Tobin is going to close down.
Well, no. They moved to Glacken because... They're losing their three fields at Vassal Lane, right?
Yeah. So the thing is they're...
So it might be a temporary thing, but they still need to have lights.
Right.
There.
So, but the thing is that for that reason, they may
yeah.
actually need to have...
right, because they only have two fields. They have to have more games.
Right. And
yeah.
you might want to play a little bit later into the evening, just
right.
sort of fit in games that you can't do elsewhere.
So that actually doesn't border too many houses, does it, in terms of lighting?
No, but, you know, the thing is, it was so very... It's reminiscent of the debate about putting in the bike... trails.
Right.
It's not just a bike trail, but a linear
yeah.
along the turning the railroad tracks.
Oh,
into
right. Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
There are people part of the Fresh Pond
oh,
master
right.
plan, people who
yeah.
have real concerns about
Patty Nolan brought that up, so make sure you bring in, because that wasn't in the order, bring in the neighbors and stuff, which makes sense.
So I'm kind of two minds about it. I mean, I said, yes, give the kids the lights, but you really ought to try and do it in such a way that you're not sort of lighting up.
Well, they said they'd only have it on when, if you can control that. I know sometimes there's one down by the BU Bridge that seems to be on all the time. But Well, that's good. So I think it's good.
I think they'll find an engineering solution. But anyway, I love that kind of stuff, you know, because that's like
more
real.
Exciting than the Red Sox at this point.
Right.
So,
you know, but meanwhile at the city council, you know, others focus on other things.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to go into it right now, but I think it's probably fair to say that the big item on the agenda was the reintroduction of the so-called 100% affordable housing.
Well, it was a big item, but it wasn't to be discussed and all. It was basically
sort of
that it's going to be.
Right, so you initiate the process.
Right,
so
which means meetings and hearings and public, all that.
You refer to the ordinance committee and the planning board and yada, 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 yada.
And I have not, have you actually looked at
I looked through it, but the thing is that there came a point last year when I just started
tuning
it out.
And you gave up, I know,
You know, because it was the things that I thought were the substantial and necessary things to change, the people who were pushing it didn't want to change. They really wanted to change only the things that I thought were relatively
inessential. What did you think were very essential? Can you make it
I mean, as a resident of a mixed business residential district, you know, where there's zero lot line requirement, they weren't paying any attention to the effect of this on people who, the residential property, existing residential properties in districts like that.
Yeah.
You know, they kept kind of generically focusing on, you know, res B or res A or whatever in terms of a lot of those things, but you know, all of these little BA1 zones or whatever, they just weren't really giving that the appropriate attention. Now, maybe that's my own selfish
interest. Are you in a BA zone?
Yes.
Isn't a BA zone also River Street or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so there's these BA1, BA2, BA3, whatever.
But aren't they also looking at the corridors? Which are?
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, well, are they looking at the corridors?
Well, they've always looked at corridors anyway. There is most of the housing that's been built is along Mass Ave.
When the Envision Cambridge process was going on, when Utile was in charge, there was a lot of effort expended in identifying the corridors as sort of the more appropriate places where greater heights, greater densities would work, and leaving a little, you know, let be most of the interior residential areas. So, and again, I live on one of those corridors, so I said, okay. So I see that, so let's make sure you do it right. But then as Utile sort of gave way to the Community Development Department and different people within the city started essentially commandeering the process, the focus on corridors all but disappeared. Mm. And as I think a lot of people have pointed out, that, you know, how much of the whole Envision Cambridge recommendations and whatever did anybody really end up talking about other than this overlay thing, you know? So it was, to me, it was, you know, 3 years of my life spending involved in Envision all getting distilled to something I didn't
Was the super inclusionary part of Envision or was part of the eight? It was.
It was part of the working.
Because maybe we'll talk about that at some point, because that seems to me sort of.
I thought that was a much more rational,
workable,
saleable, universally acceptable proposal. There were other ones, but. But you know, there are people with agendas, and you know, and it's a lot of this is about political power, and you know, and that's when I start tuning out and thinking I would prefer to watch kids play baseball. Honestly.
But you know what's interesting is that Jivan has signed on that policy order, and he is sort of, you don't really know where, because he was supported by both sides, by a Better Cambridge and by people that were against.
Well, but the thing is that you know, there's still, this is one thing that bugs me.
Yeah.
There's this so much attention paid to these little, tiny little groups of people, a Better Cambridge, the Cambridge Citizens Coalition,
the Cambridge Residents Alliance.
And I have said, because I know the primary people in all of these, we're talking about groups of a small handful of people who are basically wanting to sort of dictate terms to residents of the city. So yeah, so they raise money, they put out literature, they run slates of candidates, and you know, depending on who gets in the game and who's more successful, who's better at running social media, whatever, you know,
that's
sort of
the name of the game.
I know, but it's all politics.
Look at Bloomberg. I mean, all of a sudden, people like him because he's all over the airways.
I know. You know, but the thing is that
right,
at some
I
point,
understand. Do
the
they
people
speak
of the
for,
city
yeah.
aren't really involved in this so much as sort of as a feedback mechanism. And
well, a lot of the people that aren't involved are not really going to be affected as much as some of the people that are who feel like they're really going to be impacted are coming to those meetings.
Yeah.
And I have to, it's sort of West Cambridge.
I've been saying for a bunch of years yeah. now that we really lack civic infrastructure in the city, meaning, and by that I mean sort of civic political infrastructure. Back in once upon a time, you know, Cambridge Civic Association, even with its flaws, was more of an all-purpose.
It's very white.
It wasn't
very
always actually.
West I don't know.
You know
I,
the,
I,
what I'll say about the
well,
Cambridge
at least
Civic
then
Association,
it represented what it did. Yeah.
Because when I was on their board for a while, and I remember when I was trying to make some suggestions on better directions we could go toward finding compromises, having to do with housing. This is when rent control was in effect. Mm. Basically so that, in fact, it wouldn't turn into a thumbs-up or thumbs-down matter, which is what it became, and it ended up as
yeah.
thumbs-down.
Yeah.
I was trying to carve out some compromise. There were some people I know,
they didn't
like
want to
Julie
compromise.
Gregory and
yeah.
others who
but
very
But compromise
much
was not in the pictures, either all my way or the
no,
highway.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't
yeah.
in the picture, but I will tell you that I was advocating when mm-hmm. I was on the board of the CCA for trying to and say, well, you guys have a majority on the council. Maybe you should be the ones who are taking a step forward to do that. And I was actually convincing people, and then you started seeing some of the people in charge were going, uh-oh. People are starting to listen to him, bad. And they said, they just dropped the hammer and said, we have to take care mm-hmm. of our traditional electoral block.
Well, that it always comes down to that. Like we got look at Trump with his base.
So that meant just, yeah. that meant basically
the
hoity-toities of West Cambridge. It meant
yeah.
the as my friend David used to call the sandalistas. Because it's like the left wingers and whatever. And then yes, and it was also black voters. The thing is that CCA used to religiously make sure they. And I know this sounds very tokenist, and maybe it was, but they always wanted to make sure that their slate included at least one or two persons of color.
But anyway,
and with, how sincere that was,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it was always on their minds.
So you're saying we don't have that kind of association now? We have more divisions.
I think
there's just more kinds of people now.
The big
Robert?
Difference is that back then the people who were involved in the CCA were much more well rooted, much more of a long history to do it. All of these current entities are basically have appeared in the last
Newcomers.
Few election cycles.
Yeah.
The CCC was the last one appeared like 3 months before the election at most. Residents Alliance been around for a few times. They were, I think, were kind of trying to be the new
But a lot
CCA.
Of the people that are in that group have lived here for a long time.
Yeah,
so
no, I think some
that.
Of them. I'll give that to the Cambridge
Residents Alliance.
I mean,
our mayor
Alliance.
Was raised here, which I really like.
No, I would
McGovern
say for the Cambridge
here,
Residents
know?
Alliance.
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference between the candidates
mm-hmm. right.
who are endorsed and the
yeah.
people who are actively involved in the organization.
Actually, she's not endorsed, but anyway.
So I will
yeah.
grant you that
yeah.
the Cambridge Residents Alliance had a greater fraction of people who had
yeah.
been actively involved in civic matters
True.
Going back longer.
Yes.
So if they wanted to sort of make some kind of a legitimate mm-hmm. claim to being trying to be like the new CCA, at least they weren't, that wasn't totally fictional. I mean, I think there was some rational basis for it. The Better Cambridge people, for the most part,
oh, that's a whole newer group.
Spawned
that was
a sort of
yeah, the YIMBYs.
The
YIMBYs
and,
yeah, which,
and whatever.
Know,
but
you that's know. That's a thing across the country. So that's
right,
like,
but if it weren't for Jesse Canson Bennett, Beninoff, there wouldn't have been a Better Cambridge group. That was sort of like his
Well,
thing,
he started
it,
but then somebody would have continued
right,
it.
So, but he,
somebody would have come along. You don't
right.
think so?
I don't know. And I'm not trying to dig on him here. I'm just sort of saying is that these are not well-rooted organizations. And for people to somehow suggest that somehow the body politic of Cambridge and the residential base of Cambridge is somehow represented by these organizations.
Well, what about our revolution?
Well, I mean,
that's a national
that's
thing.
Kind of its own thing, the sort of national politics kind of helicoptering into
Yeah, but
Cambridge.
They've got their local, and it's very strong.
It's true, because, there's
you
know, a, there is a sizable fraction of the millennials, which
yeah.
are basically
yeah.
who those folks
under,
are.
Under 35,
the gung-ho,
I'd say, yeah.
Bernie, or bust type
mm-hmm.
of millennials are really about, probably about you know, 75%+ of who our revolution group is. You know,
well,
and
there's some older, real lefties in there.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Like Bernie, he's what?
Well, my God.
150, you know, right?
78, sort of one heart attack away, yeah.
Right.
He better pick a really good VP if he's going to be our nominee, and it better be a woman. Sorry.
You know, actually, I will say that, that our mechanism for choosing presidential candidates is bad.
Yep.
But
oh,
our mechanism
2 years it
for
takes?
Picking
ridiculous.
Vice presidential candidates is worse.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, okay,
except
well.
Except back when Geraldine Ferraro was the candidate with
that
Mondale.
That was great. And my brother.
Yep.
As a New York City police sergeant, used to run the escorts.
Really?
Taking Geraldine Ferraro to and from her house in Queens.
She's not with us anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. So my brother actually had very good things to say about.
No,
Geraldine
she was
Ferraro.
Excellent. I mean.
Yeah.
Eh, I don't want. I don't
actually,
want to think
you know,
about this.
I will. I'm not going to tell you
what
too much here, but I will say that if you talk to police officers who've actually involved in doing escort work
with
major,
major
political
people.
Figures,
yeah.
whether it's the Clintons
mm-hmm.
or
yeah.
various presidents, whatever. Boy, will they tell you some interesting things about who
mm-hmm.
the
and how they get treated.
Decent people are. Yeah, I
that's
mean, if
right.
you treat the people well, I mean, they'll remember and they'll think well
I mean,
of
Clinton
you.
Did some things, but I think he always treated people well.
I will tell you, however, that the
I'm
Clintons...
Talking about, I'm talking about Bill, I assume.
The police escorts
what?
For the Clintons
oh, they had
do
a
not hold them in high esteem.
Really?
Yeah. They don't. And it's just unfortunate.
Well, that is unfortunate. But when you say that... Police escorts where? In D.C., in New York, where?
Yeah, well, I know in New York and I know in Cambridge, so.
That's
know,
too bad.
I know, it is too
even
bad.
Even during you know. His administration?
Listen,
or are you
know,
talking about now?
There is sort of kind of a problem
yeah.
when people in politics sort of climb up the ladder is they become a little bit, not all
well,
of them, by the way.
I think it's afterwards, but who knows?
They,
maybe because of what happened to him. Because I always was told, I mean, he always respected anybody in a unit. I mean, and when I say uniform, I don't mean police. It could be a worker, and he always knew their names. He was a real people person.
Right.
And he's
no,
probably...
No, that's my impression, too. But
yeah.
I always feel that, you know, the real true measure of a political
well,
person is
you know,
whether they actually
okay, so
where
you're
they
putting
from.
All the police in one category that they're all wonderful and good.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the people
yeah,
who are actually running escorts. They actually have these
well,
sort of
whatever.
Things,
I don't
that's
know.
All
right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
so... All right, how did we get to that?
I don't know.
Where do we
I
go from?
Know.
Wait
we
a
just,
minute. We were talking about, constituencies, residents, all that, and polarization.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That really, yeah, the bulk of that meeting last night, I timed it. It was an hour and 10 minutes on Quentin Zondervan's discussion of the reports. Because there were 46
yeah.
of them, and I'm very confused about it. I thought we passed the surveillance thing a long time ago.
You know,
is this on the technology?
I have to say, you know,
yeah.
I, in advance of city council meetings, I always post my snarky comments
yeah.
on various things.
Yeah.
I don't think I even put any note about the surveillance,
you
but I kind of knew
would,
that would, I
yeah.
knew it would be something, you know.
But you didn't think
but
it got
honestly,
with this guy.
I don't care that much about it. I'm not trying to dismiss it as a,
yeah.
as a concern. You know, it's just that I accept the fact that there is a certain amount of sort of
technology is
going to
be used. Technology has been used.
And some of it
be,
helps
yeah.
with police investigations,
right.
and some of it could be intrusive.
Right.
When, right. I accept it all.
Yeah.
Right? But when Councilor Zondervan starts going on at length about.
And he said in the very beginning, bear with me, this might take a while.
I'm sorry,
oh,
I can't
yeah.
bear with
yeah.
you on some of these things.
Eight,
if you start raising issues about the fact
yeah.
that a laryngoscope might accidentally capture an image of somebody's face while they're shoving it down their throat trying to
wait,
keep them alive.
Is that what
and that's
that
somehow
for?
That
oh.
data collection
oh.
of that fact that you caught somebody's face is somebody we should be horribly concerned about. I said, what am I hearing?
And then LexisNexis.
LexisNexis.
Used by the police to figure out if someone had a previous history or something,
yeah.
and his objection
and
was
all public,
it's all going to be compiled, and it
anyway.
Could be. Yeah, but he's saying that because you compile it, it could be gotten some by bad actors. But I'm thinking,
I used to use
on.
LexisNexis routinely because it, if you work
you pay
at university.
For it. It's
well,
a,
if you're in part of universities,
oh, you get
which
it, right.
at least for a little while I am.
Oh, stop. That's
but the thing is that when you work for universities, oftentimes
yeah.
you can have access to LexisNexis because
yeah.
it's a good research tool.
It's illegal. Oh,
yeah.
no. I'm, is
well,
it
there's
le-
different
no,
versions
no,
of
you're
it.
Right.
You,
know, yeah.
you can access
another,
really rich databases
yeah.
of historical newspaper collections.
Right.
And boy, that's really great stuff.
Well, we have ProQuest at the library, you can actually.
Really? Oh, I haven't tried that one.
Yeah,
you know, but it's great to have access to these things, and you know, you can.
So it's basically
honestly,
what
you can look up candidates'
right.
names, and you find out some rather curious things
right.
about them.
So
too.
It's like, what is it used for? Where is that information going? It's and that's sort of the theme of everything.
Yeah. So
like,
I'm not trying to be dismissive of the surveillance ordinance and the concern about
right.
it, but
yeah.
But I you know it's sort of this sort of singular focus on minutia, as if somehow if we as city councilors don't run to the rescue to make sure that none of this stuff can get used, that somehow horrible things are going to happen, and
right.
I don't see it. I really don't see it happening. But
so they discussed the ones, they brought up in front the ones that there was a time factor, because they had to buy the
there's
equipment
like
or put out bids.
Yeah.
So they did discuss, like
yeah.
the buses,
yep.
the cameras on buses, which apparently have been on there.
If
it's
I
not,
had a kid
yeah.
and who was getting bullied on a
you'd
bus,
wanna know,
and I
right.
would, and that's, you know, listen, I was a grade school kid too, and I
yeah.
I could have been the bullier
yeah.
or the bullyee, you
yeah.
know, at various times. I had a growth spurt.
So was the objection to it having it at all or what it would be used for?
You know,
he must have known they've been using them.
It's sort of the problem with the ideologues,
yeah.
though, is that, you know, they're more
once
concerned with the
happen.
Ideology of,
yeah.
of whether surveillance is good or bad as
yeah.
opposed to the practical concerns about whether having it on a bus so that you can get a record of a bullying case or not.
I mean, it's a slippery slope. I can see that. I mean,
yeah.
China, they now have facial recognition where people are basically being identified. And I can see
yeah.
where you could see that going there. We just have
right.
to trust,
so
I think, in our departments.
Some trust is appropriate,
yeah.
and I think let's focus on
yeah.
the sort of serious aspects of this
yeah.
as opposed to the laryngoscopes.
Yeah. Or
you know,
something about the fire department. I don't know. Was that
the, yeah, or the,
I don't know.
The, whether the water department.
No, the water he was okay with,
yeah,
I think.
Oh, that's good. I'm so good. I'm so glad. So. Anyway, we got to take a break
we'll
here.
We'll continue
so
this.
We'll be back on Cambridge Inside Out.